16X6. I'm Jerry Brown.
And I'm Amy Hoyt. A prominent Bay County preacher facing charges tonight, accused of assaulting his wife. Marcus Bishop is pastor of Faith Christian Family Church on Panama City Beach. According to reports from the Bay County Sheriff's Office, his wife Margie says he punched her, but Mr. Bishop's lawyer claims he's innocent. News 13's Bree Season has details.
47-year-old Marcus Bishop is better known as Pastor Bishop to more than 400 parishioners at Faith Christian Family Church and his cable television watchers. For the last 25 years, Bishop has been preaching in Panama City Beach and on television. The Bay County Sheriff's Office says Bishop punched his wife of 4 years, Pastor Margie Bishop, at their home in the Preserve on Panama City Beach. Through his lawyer, Waylon Graham, Marcus Bishop proclaimed his innocence, saying it was a two-sided argument and any injury was accidental.
She may have gotten injured in the, what I'm going to call, like a wrestling match.
This is a picture provided to News 13 by Margie Bishop's family. Margie's family says it was taken with her cell phone several days after the incident. Authorities confirmed that they have this same picture in their investigation records. They have charged Marcus Bishop with one count of misdemeanor simple battery. Graham, however, says Margie may not have been in the right state of mind when the argument took place.
Margie had hurt her back and was taking a muscle relaxant, and she coupled that up with the wine, and Mr. Bishop says she was a little tipsy or maybe just a little intoxicated when all of this went down.
According to reports from the Bay County Sheriff's Office, the fight took place on Sunday, March 16th. But Graham says Margie stayed at the couple's home for 3 days before leaving for her parents' home in Broward County. The incident report states Margie sought medical treatment on the 21st. Because of the delay, Graham says Marcus Bishop is not sure what to make of the situation.
Shock, upset, overwhelmed by all of it.
Marcus Bishop turned himself into authorities on Tuesday without making a statement to investigators. He was booked and released on his own recognizance. He'll face a court hearing on March 31st. Bree Season, News 13, on your side.
Margie's family sent a statement to News 13 today from Margie Bishop saying, quote, I am saddened by his attorney's public mischaracterization of the recent assault and their desperate attempts to focus the attention away from his brutal attack. I am confident the truth, as reflected in pictures and the medical records, will help all see through any smokescreen. She also says, for the benefit of the church and all those, including me, who continue to care for him, it is my sincere hope that he seeks and finally receives proper treatment for his problem. Bishop faces up to 1 year in jail if convicted.
Tonight, the Bay County Sheriff's Office says a reward is being offered in the case of Pamela Biggers. Biggers of Hueytown, Alabama, was last seen 2 months ago when she disappeared from the La Quinta Inn on Thomas Drive in Panama City Beach. Investigators say there was no sign of foul play. The Carol Sund Carrington Foundation is offering the reward for information leading to the safe return of Biggers. The foundation is in memory of three women who disappeared and were later found murdered near Yosemite National Park in 1999. I contacted Don Biggers this afternoon, and at the time, he was not aware of the reward. He says he appreciates the assistance and hopes it will provide some good leads in finding his wife. Pamela Biggers is 52 years old, 5 feet 8 inches tall, and 135 pounds. She has gray hair and green eyes. If you have seen her or have information, contact the Bay County Sheriff's Office at 747-4700.
Investigators are now trying to determine what sparked a fire overnight at the Bay County Incident.
To do the right thing. Today, three students were recognized for their outstanding behavior. At the Golden Corral, the students were treated to a special lunch and received commemorative plaques. News 13 helps to sponsor the Bay County Sheriff's Office's Do the Right Thing program this school year. It recognizes students who showed leadership and standout moral behavior.
What happened was I seen a girl from seizure, like she was just shaking, so I just got my desk quick and like held her tight to make sure she wouldn't fall or anything.
I ordered a flag.
I did the Heimlich on my little brother when he was choking up his candy.
I just saw her struggling and I knew she went to Jinx Middle School and I just walked over there and asked if I could help her.
Congratulations, students. Bay County Sheriff's Office, News 13, and the News Herald sponsor the Do the Right Thing program by recognizing those students who show outstanding qualities. Now, our first...
Okay, thank you.
Are you helping too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Deputy Smith, it's hard to see your badge there with the smears and the thin lines there.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I want a warrant put out on Danny K. Cashmere Pipus. There's a picture right there where he pulled a knife on me. How you doing, Mr. Miller? That's where he pulled a knife on me?
Where did this happen at?
Huh? Here in Bay County.
In Panama City?
Excuse me, some help on the bench out
there. Yeah, this happened in Panama City, Florida. I've been threatened for over 10 years by this guy right here.
Sir, let me talk to the guy.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Did this happen in the city of Panama City limits?
What difference does it make? You're Bay County. You're all over Bay County, right?
I understand. But they need to be the ones that handle it.
So. And what if they decide not to do anything with
you? You can come to us then at that point.
Well, so far they haven't done anything, okay? This guy has a previous arrest of where a year 2000 he pulled a knife on somebody else.
Okay.
His name is Danny Cashmere Pipus. He is a community danger. I don't understand it. This guy right here, I've got pictures of where I have a digital camera. I took pictures of this person pulling a knife out on me. And it's not good enough for the people in Panama City. As a matter of fact, I had a choice, S-H-R-M-E-A-K, file false charges against me. I had a Coretta Tooney file charges against me. And I've also had a police officer, Panama City police officer by the name of Eric Beatty, that conspired, imagine of all things. I'm not talking about being barred from a bar, being barred from where people are doing drugs, the Bay County Library, which he did racketeering and conspiracy.
Okay, all right. Mr. Fowler, let me do this. Let me call the city and get them to come down here and see what we can get through to take care of you, okay? Just hang tight right here. Let's see right there, and I'll try to take care of it, okay?
All right. Mr. Smith, I'm time pressed. I got to see about getting a ride back before I leave my ride.
You'll need to go to the Panama City Police Department on 15th Street to get this taken care of.
And what did they decide? So far, they haven't done anything about it.
Then at that point, you go to the sheriff's office on Highway 77.
And who do I speak to?
And have somebody come talk to you. They'll know what to do. But you need to go to the Panama City Police Department first.
Well, see, they're the ones that put these false charges on me.
Sir, I can't address that. I don't know what's going on with that, Mr. Fowler.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Yes.
When there's conspiracy and racketeering going on, doesn't the Bay County Sheriff's Department arrest the Panama City Police?
Not necessarily.
What do you mean? I understand what you mean.
Sir, you would have to contact Florida Department of Law Enforcement for that.
What?
Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
What is the reason why the Bay County Sheriff's Department doesn't arrest the Panama City Police Department?
Those are unsubstantiated charges at this point. I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Okay,
I can't verify any of that, can I?
But on the word of somebody, they can put all kinds of charges against me on the word of somebody, and there's no substantiation there.
Sir, if you have a problem with an officer with the Panama City Police Department, you need to go talk with their superiors at the Panama City Police Department.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I'm just kind of confused why it is Bay County,
sir,
is, you know, doesn't have
the wrong person. You're talking to the wrong person. Mm-hmm. You want to get the Bay County Sheriff's Office to investigate something? You have to go to the Highway 77 office, mm-hmm. Not here.
Can you name me some investigators?
You go up there and they will take care of you, sir.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe you might be able to
name
some.
I don't know who. There's no telling who's on call right now.
Uh-huh.
So you have to go up there and say.
How long? What's your name again? See, I can't see that badge there.
Doug Smith.
It is so thin there. It's got them thin lines on there, you know, and the mirrored badge, it's hard to see it. It's hard to see it.
See it?
You know,
okay.
You know, and I don't
if
understand.
You go up on 77, yeah. Sir, and talk with them. First, I would suggest you go to the police department, okay?
Okay.
That's what I would suggest you doing.
Okay, good. When I don't get no results, you're saying the Bay County Sheriff's Department, they washed their hands of dirty cops?
I am not saying that, sir.
I'm just trying to get a clarification, that's all.
All I'm saying is go to the police department first. If they won't help you, then go to the sheriff's office on 77.
Right.
That's what you need to do.
And then when they don't help me, then our citizens are out of luck.
Sir.
See, because I've called the Florida Department of Law Enforcement before. Their number is 1-800-342-7768.
Okay.
And
it
seems
like you know what you need to do then.
Yeah, I should think that this is the warrants division here. This is the warrants division here, right? At the Bay County.
I do not take reports here, sir.
Uh-huh.
You need to go to the 77.
Let me ask you something. Do you have a form that I can take with me where I can fill it out?
A form?
Yeah. A warrant form.
77.
Okay. All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Scott Sola, the state's attorney's office, Florida Bar 001. This is not the state attorney's office?
I said, this is the state attorney's office. I don't need a bar number.
Well, I thought, you know, I... Yeah, I'd like to talk to her about this so-called... The victim no longer wishes to pursue charges. This victim, Danny Cashmere Pipus, previously pulled a knife out on somebody else, and he was being prosecuted by Zachary Taylor of the state's attorney's office.
Okay.
So, and...
Okay.
And
just one second.
Yeah.
Can you answer my question for a second?
Sure.
Are you Randy Fowler?
What difference does that make?
I'm asking you that.
He is.
Are you Randy Fowler?
What's it make?
You're a defendant in this. That means our office will not keep you. I can have to come down and escort you out of the building if you would like to do that, but I think you've been told several times that we can't speak to you about this particular case because you're a defendant.
Let me ask you something. So in other words, what you're saying is this person right here, Zachary Taylor, was with the state attorney's office.
Okay.
I think he still is, right? Is Zachary Taylor still
with him? He does not work out of our office anymore.
He prosecuted Danny Cashmere Pipus.
Okay.
On a previous pulling a knife on somebody.
Okay.
And so, see, all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to safeguard the community. And it seems to me like this guy's got all kinds of connections to where, you know, he's got the cops protecting him.
You should speak to your attorney about that. Uh-huh. Not the state attorney's office.
In other words, I should go to the public defender's
Absolutely.
Office. Okay. All right.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing there, partner? Mr. Clemens, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. What's that? Florida Fish and Wildlife. I'd like to call your attention.
What's that?
Okay.
Sure. How you doing?
Melissa Garrett?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Melissa?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm wondering if you could help me out with the situation.
Sure. What you got?
I was falsely accused. I want to show you something here. You have the internet there, right?
I do. Yes, sir.
Do you mind typing in the search window, jimbikeman.tk? Watch what comes up. Go on where it says, watch my rights being violated. I kid you not. This person right here has a previous record. Just go on down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you see right there? What's that look like that person's trying to do?
This right here?
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't see it, but what is happening there?
I can't make it out. A person attempted to pull a knife on me. I'm going to show you this, Melissa.
Okay.
This is showing you... This is showing, as a result, this is showing the cops making sure to get this guy's side down.
Uh-huh.
This is showing the guy attempting to pull a knife out on me. This is showing another picture of him attempting to pull a knife out on me. This is showing where I tried to take it. This is showing a sequence of those pictures there. You can get them on the internet there, Yahoo.
Yes, sir.
And this is showing right here, amazingly, this is saying right here, what's that say?
Right here, the defendant
mm-hmm.
has been found incompetent and the victim no longer wishes to pursue charges.
Now, if you go and look at a case, it's called 07.
That case number?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
7860MMMO.
Mm-hmm.
You will see that I put together a case that was so powerful. This guy is on the run. All you gotta do, Melissa.
Have you spoken to the police about it?
The police, the cops are the ones that are protecting him.
Okay. Hey, hold on.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Representative Turner's office. Okay, thank you. I'll be here in about 15 minutes. 10 minutes, thank you.
That's okay, Melissa. You're very, very professional. Thank you very much. How long have you been with Jimmy Patronus?
I've been here about a little over a year.
Well, you sound to me like you're going to go places because you're professional and you care.
Well, thank you.
right now, okay, when a cop arrests somebody, mm-hmm. if you, do you mind going back where Sheriff's at the beginning of that, just back out a little bit. Okay, if you put up the voice there, hear my voice being violated, just mm-hmm. listen. You can hear where this guy is threatening my life. Look at this one here.
Play
it? Yeah,
one?
Yeah. Put the volume. You gotta take that thing and move it.
Trying to do
right thing.
Yes.
And I'm the one that gets prosecuted. So I'm hoping that the state representative, I'm sure if Jimmy Petronis knew about this, he'd be madder than a wet hen. You know?
Yes,
and so, if the state representatives won't help me out, we've got so much corruption right now, in this town right now. I kid you not, there's a thing we're talking about, I'm at the library. They conspired, they actually barred me from the Bay County Library. Because they knew I was putting together a world-class defense.
You're doing your research, yes, sir.
Right. That's conspiracy right there. And there's a not on that. human feelings might enter into it, but if I say,
sure.
if I say, I care about you, and I'm telling you, this guy right here is the type of guy that would rape you, rape your daughter, or whoever you have, and I'm trying to get him off the streets. And when you see the previous, maybe you can pull strings and you can see his previous arrest record. I want to know who that victim is. I want that victim to testify.
Yeah, I will. I'll look into it and see what I can find out.
Okay, let me ask you something. I don't want to interrupt you. Would it be a couple of days? Do you want me to, because I'll tell you exactly what I'd like. I would like to get an invitation to Tallahassee to speak on behalf of cop corruption and see if we can't get an oath of, if we had an oath of arrest, which, you have email, right?
I do, yes, sir.
Okay, what I could do then, what I could do is I could email you.
It's on my card.
Okay, yeah, yes. I could email you my ideas for an oath of arrest, because what's going on, cops, there's a poor guy in a Leary fence who got thrown in jail so many times. All he gets quietly drinking beer, and I'm out of here because I'm like a weed. Give me that to take, and I'll take a whole yard.
All right, I'll be talking to you.
May I say God bless you?
Yes, sir. God bless you.